On July 8th, the man who waved the mock trophy was the saddest. The boy who wiped his tears and smeared green and yellow paint on his collar was the saddest. The model who watched her taxi driver boyfriend and also the hotel doorman were both the saddest. The teenager who picked out a soda as the first goal went in, waited in line during the second, then paid the clerk as the net wafted again in the third, was the saddest. The woman who played with her grandson on the carpet in front of the TV was the saddest, as was the grandson himself, just full of great sadness. Even the painter, listening to the radio as he mixed the most lovely, exact shade of violet on his palette, the saddest of all the countries, poor Brazil was. No one else was waiting like they were. No one else was at home, watching round after round fire and find its target all those many times, collapsing joys as vital as lungs.